我宁愿有耶稣。
I'd rather have Jesus.
这是一首很感人的诗歌。
This is a really touching song.
这首诗歌的作者。
The author of this song.
他将他的见证融入这个诗歌的里面。
He gave his testimony through this song.
在诗歌的每一句话当中。
In each word of this song.
都是他的见证。
Is his own testimony.
这位作者的名字叫做 George Beverly Shaw.
The author is George B. Shaw.
他是在1909年出生的。
He was born in 1909.
他是卫理公会一位牧师的儿子。
And he is the son of a pastor.
他早年在教会里面他是唱诗歌的。
In his early age, he was part of the worship team.
他是圣诗的歌唱家。
And he was a psalmist.
而他的作品到现在很多的神的儿女都在唱。
And a lot of his words are still being used today.
他所做的歌曲圣诗
a lot of songs that he has written,
都跟我们诗歌上很多很有名的作曲家排列在一起的
is leased together as a lot of other famous authors,
就好像是 Charles Wesley,
songwriters like Charles Wesley,
John Newton,
or Joe Newton,
还有一位 Franz Crosby,
or even Franz Crosby.
这几位都是很有名的诗歌作者。
A lot of other famous songwriters.
在1932年的时候，美国很不景气。
In 1932, we are in the Great Depression.
很多人也失去工作。
A lot of people lost their jobs.
那我们这一位希尔的这一个人年轻人呢，他22岁。
And Brother Shear, he was only 22 years old at that time.
他正面临一番的挣扎。
He was facing a struggle.
他有一天他收到一位 商业机构的一个电台的邀请。
One day he was invited by a station.
他要他去为他们这个电台来唱歌。
And this radio station asked him to come and sing a song.
他的报酬也非常的好。
And it came with a great reward.
在一个星期六的下午。
It's supposed to take place on a Saturday afternoon.
这位希亚他坐在钢琴上面。
And Brother Shear in front of his piano.
因为他要准备第二天主日的诗歌。
Because he was preparing for the Sunday worship the day after.
他忽然发现在钢琴上面有一首诗。
And all of a sudden, he found out that there's a song on the piano.
就是我们今天唱的这一首诗。
Which is this song.
我宁愿有耶稣。
He says, I'd rather have Jesus.
他放在这个钢琴的上面。
It was placed on the piano.
其实他是他母亲刻意把它放在上面的。
I think it is because his mother purposely put that song on the piano for him.
那这一首诗歌是一位 Fia Miller 在1922年手写的一首诗。
This song was originally written by Ria Miller.
那这位西亚他马上看到这首诗的时候，他很自然的在这个琴键上呢，就弹出这首曲出来。
And after Brother Shear saw the piano, saw this song, he started playing it on the piano.
几天以后，这个电台的人在等他的回复。
Still a couple of days, the personnel on the radio station is waiting for his response. 这位西亚
呢，他就跟他很客气的辞掉这份的工作。
And Brother Shear told them respectively that no, he is not going to perform.
所以在第二天的主日的聚会当中，他就唱这首诗歌。
So on the next day, the Sunday, he sang this song in his church.
当天的主日的信息是，耶稣说，若有人跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架。
The next day, the message was actually talking about how Jesus said, if you're willing to follow me, then you have to deny yourself and carry your own cross.
来跟从我。
To follow me.
人若赚得全世界
If you can win the world,
赔上了自己的生命
yet lose your soul,
有什么益处呢
Then what's the point?
人还能拿什么换生命呢
What can men use to exchange for life?
他那一天的主题就是这个信息就是耶稣讲的这一段话
And the date of that day's sermon was that what Jesus just said.
不久以后这首诗歌在全美国几乎所有神的儿女都会唱。
And shortly after that, almost all Christians in the United States learned this song.
很多的儿女都被这首诗歌感动。
A lot of children of God are touched by this song.
很多的儿女也被这首诗歌生命有了改变。
A lot of children are touched by this song so that their life transformed.
在第二次世界大战的时候
，During World War II,
英王乔治六世
，King George the Sixth.
他有一次来美国访问。
One time he came to United States to visit.
他接受美国总统罗斯福的邀请。
He was invited by Roosevelt, President Roosevelt.
他在宴会的当中呢,
and during the gathering,
又邀请一名印第安人的基督徒。
He asked an Indian Christian,
他唱了好几首古典的乐曲,
to sing a couple classical hymns.
后来他就接着唱这一首, 我宁愿有耶稣。
And then this Christian started singing this song, I'd rather have Jesus.
在他唱的当中, 他突然问这位这个王的这个女士说，你是否宁愿有耶稣？
So when this Christian was performing this song, he asked the king and said, "Are you willing to rather have Jesus?"
他说他有，他愿意。
And then the king says, "Yes, I'd rather have Jesus."
他说英国的国王也信主。
Because the king of England is also a Christian.
然后这一位印第安人的歌唱家呢，他继续唱副歌。
And then this Indian Christian started singing the refrain.
就我们刚刚唱的副歌。
It's exactly the song that we just sang.
胜过君王，虽统治万方。
Then to be the king of a vast domain.
人受罪的捆绑。
But still be held in sin's dress way.
我宁愿有耶稣。
I'd rather have Jesus.
胜于世上荣华富贵声望。
Than anything this world can afford to pay.
他刚唱完副歌的时候，
After he finished singing the refrain,
一直以来英王六世他有这个严重的这个口疾啊。
Before then, the king of England, he shudders when he's
他突然就站起来。
And all of a sudden he stood up.
他说我宁愿有耶稣。
And the king started saying, I rather have Jesus.
到了1943年的时候，
And then 1943,
我们知道美国有一位很有名的布道家，
We know that there was a famous preacher,
就是格里汉，
Which is Billy Graham.
他当时就成立了一个布道团，
He started forming this gospel group.
而这一位薛亚他就在布道的里面一个很重要的一个成员。
And Brother Shear was part of this team.
他侍奉这个布道团差不多有60年的时间。
And he served this team for more than 60 years.
在这段时间岁月里的里面他蒙福。
And during this time he was greatly blessed.
他也使那些无数的人蒙福。
And he also blessed many, many others.
那早晨我们要跟弟兄姊妹讲的信息是财务理财的箴言。
And this morning, what we're going to talk about is the wisdom in gathering your wealth.
我们认识理财的原则。
To manage your wealth, we understand why we have to.
对神的儿女是一个很重要的事情。
And as students, we have to learn the right way.
在箴言当中，我们过去都有念过。
In the book of Proverbs, we just finished reading it.
神也有很多宝贵的教导。
That God has a lot of great teaching.
而这些教导不是我们念过去就没有了。
These teachings don't just pass by because we finish reading.
这些教导会产生我们一生的影响。
But this teaching is supposed to take effect in our
life. 也会产生我们一生的果效出来。
And to bear fruit in our life.
我们的神都是全丰、全足、全能的神。
That our God is all powerful, all sufficient, and almighty God.
他不只在我们的灵里面要祝福、要保守我们。
Not only in our spirits, He wants to bless us.
他也愿意在财务上来赐给我们。
He also wants to bless us on our riches.
我们都知道，在这个向前看齐的这个世代的里面，
We know that in today's world,
我们来认识神的话，
Let us understand God's word.
我们来认识神的理财，
Let us understand God's ways
of
managing
是一件很重要的事情。
It's an important task.
那有关于理财的经节，
All these verses that talk about managing
wealth. 我们首先来看我们周报上有记的，第一个是贪恋虚无的钱财。
The first statement in your program sheet talked about the one who is greedy for wealth will be in poverty and lose life.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
凡贪恋财物所行的路都是如此。这贪恋的心乃夺去财产之命，贪恋钱财的损害家，恨恶贿赂，以得存活。引起震惊在虚无的上吗？因为闭上翅膀，如鹰飞向
天。
人有
恶
人，
假
是
花
花，却不知穷乏必临到。圣经上有很多明确的教导。
In the Bible, there are a lot of clear teachings.
在这边特别教导神的儿女,
and here it teaches the children of God.
不要做贪恋财力的人,
do not be the one who is greedy for wealth.
说到用诡诈的手段发财,
the one who is using crafty ways
to gain.
Because they're now in the evil, doing things in the evil way.
19节这边说到凡贪恋财力所行的路都是如此。
It says verse 19, so are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain.
这贪恋的心乃夺去财者的命。
It takes away the life of its owners.
所以用诡诈之舌求财的就是自取其死。
The one who is using crafty ways for gains are asking for his own death.
这是神给我们很明确的教导。
That's a clear teaching of our Lord.
我们知道在旧约里面耶稣雅带领以色列的百姓。
And we know that in the Old Testament, how Joshua led the Israelites
经过约旦河进入迦南,
to walk past the Jordan River into Canaan.
今天我们成人主日学刚好把耶稣雅记全部读完。
This morning, our Bible study group, we just finished reading the book of Joshua.
那我们知道耶稣雅进入迦南第一个大的征战就是攻打耶利哥城。
And we know that one of the greatest battles in the Old Testament is the city of Jericho.
我们也知道神为他们征战。
We know that it is God who fought the battle for them.
他们绕城七次。
They had to surround the city of Jericho 7 times.
城墙就倒塌。
Then the wall of Jericho fell.
这是神迹奇事。
That's a miracle.
但是然而当时有一位 雅干，名叫雅干的人， 他违背主的命令。
And yet there's one person at that time, he refused to follow God's command.
他攻城了以后， 在当灭之物上犯了罪。
And after they have overtaken the city of Jericho, he was greedy.
他将一件美好的示拿的衣服，
He took a really beautiful piece of clothing.
还有200色克勒的银子，
And also 200 pellets of silver.
还有一条50色克勒的金子，
And also one gold chain.
贪爱这些财物，
he was greedy.
他把它藏在帐篷里面的地里，
he hid them in his tent.
然后银子放在他衣服的里面，
and he hid the silver underneath his clothes.
以至于耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，
so that the wrath of God came upon the Israelites.
最后这位雅干被以色列人用石头打死。
And lastly, once he was discovered, he was stoned to death.
所以神的儿女要留心神的训诲，
so that's why children of God, we have to pay attention to God's teaching.
我们不要依靠那不定的钱财。
Do not rely on the temporal wealth.
他说假如我们依靠不定的钱财，
he says, if we rely on this temporal wealth,
恐怕外人满得你的力量，
then the foreigners will see it.
你劳碌得来的都归入别人的家，
and all this work that you use with your labor will now be gone.
第二项我们要来交通的是勤劳积蓄得富足的加增。
Secondly, is that he who labors.
总共三节我们一起来读。
Let's read the verses.
手懒的要做贫穷， 手勤的要富起，
不要而富起， but he who gathers by labor will increase.
爱见乐的，
will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich.
神说他要他的儿女殷勤生产的人。
Here God says that who he has a diligent hand.
讲到说他不要他的儿女做一个懒惰的人。
Because he doesn't want his children to be lazy.
因为神应许你殷勤的话， 你的手臂掌权。
Because God promised the hand of the diligent makes rich.
那手懒的人呢， 必服苦。
But who has a slack hand becomes poor.
我们都知道手懒就会导致贫穷。
And whoever has a slack hand will become poor.
但是手勤快的必定富足。
But the one who labors will be made rich.
那神实在是恩待我们。
And God is the one filled with grace.
神在旧约的里面， 他说到， 他你无论耕种的， 无论是放牧的。
In the Old Testament, it says, doesn't matter if you farm or if you shepherd.
是男或者是女，
man or woman,
都要认真工作，
will have to work diligently.
箴言当中也特别举了一个例子，
in the book of Proverbs, they give an example.
他讲到贤德的妇人，
it says, the one, a diligent woman.
他讲到贤德的妇人， 她的特点是什么？
What is the characteristics of this diligent woman?
他说到她是甘心用手做工。
Talks about who she is, the woman who is willing to labor with her hand.
她黎明就起来，
By the dawn, she wakes up.
她的灯呢, 终夜不灭,
and her lights will be lit up until the night.
那田地买来的,
and once they bought the lands, then they will farm.
手拿染线杆,
and they will also have a hand with a
手把纺车线,
and she will also make clothes.
以至于神祝福她,
so that God will bless her family.
愿她手操, 这个操作所得的, 都蒙神的祝福,
so that whatever is being worked by her hands is blessed by the Lord.
所以说游手好闲是神所不喜悦的,
so the Lord does not like a slack hand.
那财物是神对人殷勤的奖赏,
and wealth is a reward from God.
神也不要我们神的子民贫穷,
so God doesn't want his people to just be poor.
神要我们富足,
God wants us to be rich.
因为耶和华所赐的福使人富足并加, 并不加上忧虑,
because the blessings that our Lord gave us does not come with any burden.
在箴言22章13节曾经讲到,
in Proverbs chapter 22:13,
他说到懒惰人外面有狮子,
he says the lazy is surrounded by lions.
我在街上必被杀害,
that when they walk on the streets they will be murdered.
我们知道在旧约的时候, 以色列人常常都要到外面去,
that we know that in the Old Testament the Israelites have to go outside of their land.
他们到外面去碰到狮子的这个比例啊,
the ratio of the likelihood of them going out and meeting a lion,
就好像我们今天开到车在马路上碰到车祸这个比例差不多,
the likelihood is just like when you're driving a car and you're getting into an accident.
今天我们不能说, 啊, 我会碰到车祸, 我就不去工作,
today you can't say that because I don't want to get into a car accident, so I don't want to go to work.
那他在这边讲到的, 也就是那些懒惰的人, 他说到他外面有狮子, 所以他不要出去工作,
then the example given in Proverbs is saying that someone is afraid to be attacked by a lion, so they don't want to go to work.
所以箴言这边讲到说, 不劳而得之财, 必然消耗,
so in the proverb it says, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished.
勤劳积蓄的必见加增,
but he who gathers by labor will increase.
这个时代是一个向前看的时代,
and this time is a time of money.
我们看到所有的人都细心处理的要寻找财富,
how all men are doing everything to get more money.
有人会以不正当的手段来得取,
some people will use dishonesty to gain money.
甚至有人也会用犯罪的方法来夺取,
someone are even willing to commit a crime just to get rich.
像是刚刚我们读的这些经节里面,
but in the verses that we just read,
神警戒神的儿女不能去做这些事情,
God wants his children not to do any of those bad things.
曾经有人在问说, 那神的儿女可不可以去买那个乐透呢?
Before, some people would ask, is a child of God, can he buy lotto?
他说到，他说，假如我有中到乐透的话, 我愿意把50%给教会,
and he said,
一半自己留用,
and he said, if I got the first place, then I will give half to the church, and I will keep half for myself.
因为我们买乐透, 大家都知道, 一定是贪财,
but I tell you that if you're buying a lotto ticket, you are kind of greedy.
神也不会让我们一个晚上致富,
that the Lord will not bless you to just get rich overnight.
在10多年前, 纽约曾经有一位在航空公司做事的职员,
about a decade ago, there was a worker that worked in the aerospace industry.
他买了乐透中的奖,
and he won the lotto.
差不多有2亿美金,
he got about 200 millions.
记者好不容易找了好几天, 终于找到他,
and then the reporter was searching who won the prize, and they finally found him.
他问他说, 你最想做的是什么?
And the reporter asked him, what is the first thing that you want to do?
他说我现在最想做的是我要逃命,
and the first thing he said is, I now have to run for my life.
我们都没有想到你有这么多钱你为什么要逃命呢?
We could not understand, now that he is so rich, why does he have to run for his
他跟记者讲,
life?
他跟记者讲他说我每一天晚上我都睡不着,
and then he told the reporter that he cannot sleep anymore.
他说这么多钱临到我的身上,
because now that he has so much wealth,
好多的这些救济机构要都来跑来要来找我,
how so many organizations, charity organizations, is asking him for donations.
我的朋友我的亲戚也很多人来找我,
all his friends and relatives, now all of a sudden they want to get to him.
所以你看到这位得奖的人他宁可逃命,
so I tell you, this person who won the lotto, now he has to
run for his life. 因为箴言13章11节讲到不劳而得的财必然消耗,
Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished."
勤劳积蓄的必见加增。
He who gathers by labor will increase.
我们也看到这些买乐透奖得奖的人。
And we also see these winners of lottery.
他们几乎在三五年里面就把所有的钱财花光。
And very likely that they will just spend all of their wealth in
而且据美国的统计。 这些人都是活不到70岁。
And in basic statistics, it shows that all these winners, they could never outlive 70 years old.
这些都不是我们所羡慕的。
So I tell you that this wealth is not what we should be jealous of.
第三段我们再来交通, 敬畏耶和华的必富有丰裕。
Thirdly, let's talk about the fear of the Lord will make us rich.
我们只有两节, 我们一起来读。
Together. By humility and the fear of the Lord and riches or riches and honor and life. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine.
神的儿女在这个世上,
children of God living in this world.
我们不是就圣经上所说的我们不是依靠势力。
We're not relying on our own talents or our own strength.
乃是依靠耶和华方能成事。
But we rely on God.
箴言中告诉我们，丰富、荣、尊荣、财富都在于主。
In the Proverbs, it tells us that the riches, honor, and life all come from God.
神说，丰富、尊荣在我。
God says riches and life are in me.
恒久的财，并公义也在我。
And also righteousness is in me.
神要我们在公义的道上走。
God wants us to walk off the path of righteousness.
要我们在公平的路上行走。
To walk on the path of just.
使我们能够承受货财。
So that we now can receive wealth from him.
这些货财也要充满我们的府库。
And this wealth will fill our barns.
这是神的应许。
And that's God's promise.
然而我们有了神的财富。
Yet after we got the wealth of God.
最重要的就是我们不要依靠财物。
What's important is we don't rely just on this wealth.
把财物当成我们自己的主。
To now worship wealth as our own idol.
我们也到最后会忘了神。
And at the end, we worship this idol so much that we forgot about God.
也忘了我们必须要活在神的意中。
We also forgot that we have to still walk up this path of righteousness.
主耶稣曾经在马太福音六章说到,
Jesus in the book of Matthew talked about
他说,
this.
财宝在地上有虫子咬,
he says that this wealth on this world will be eaten by worms.
能朽坏,
it will be gained by dust.
也有贼来挖窟窿,
and also could be stolen by theft.
来偷,
to be stolen.
只要积攒财宝在天上,
but only the wealth in heaven.
只要积宝在天上,
only put your effort in the wealth in heaven.
这是神儿女最好的一个投资。
And this is the best investment that we can have.
下面我们再来看第四项。
And then fourthly,
以财物奉献来尊荣神, 必充满有余。
The one who gather in God's name will be filled.
我们来一起来念箴言3章9节。 你要以财物和一切出手的土产,
honor the Lord with your possessions.
这样你的仓库,
so your barns will be filled with plenty,
and
your vats will overflow with new
wine. 保罗在哥林多前书第9章曾经说到,
in 1 Corinthians, Paul said this.
对不起,
2 Corinthians, Paul said this.
他说, 农夫耕地的例子来说,
he says in the examples of the farmer and the land,
少种的少说,
the one who reap little,
多种的多收,
but the one that who grows a lot will reap a lot.
这是圣经理财的原则。
And that's the principle of wealth in the Bible.
今天我们要学习能够拿出去种。
Today, what we need to learn is that we have to plow the seeds.
我们也盼望我们的钱能够增长。
We want our money to grow.
但是你假如不拿出去的话, 钱就不会增长。
But yet, if you never plow that seed, it will never grow.
我们种是要种在神的国里, 国度里。
And when we throw down these seeds, it has to be in heavenly soil.
我们神儿女的原则是量出为入。
And the principle of the Christians is that we would measure what goes out and what comes back in.
世人的理财绝对是量入为出。
And the versus the world is they want to give little but gain a lot.
我们的神他说他千山的羊万山的牛都是他的。
The God says that all the sheep and cows in the mountains are his possession.
他说, 难道神有缺乏吗?
And how can the Lord be not sufficient?
感谢神, 我们的神是顾念我们, 也供应我们的神。
So thanks to God, the God is the one that supports and gives us.
我们在美国也有一位很有名的企业家。
That in the United States, there is a famous industrialist.
他一生充满神的祝福。
Entrepreneur, he was blessed by God his whole life.
这位企业家我几年前曾经有交通过一次。
This entrepreneur, I mentioned about him a couple years ago.
就是那一位桂格麦片的创办人。 Quaker.
The founder of Quick Oatmeal.
Yeah, yeah. 那这一位创办人，他40多年来的，一直都将他的所得所赚的60到70%献给神。
And this founder of Quick Oatmeal, he always gives 67% of his wealth to his gain to God.
今天他的财富仍然继续为神的国来提供支持。
And even until today, his gains is still part of his giving.
当有人问到他，他说：“你如何能够得到这管家的智慧呢？”
And when people ask him, "How did you gain this wisdom of a good steward?"
他说：“我每一个决定都经过祷告。”
He said, "All decisions that I made is through prayer."
他说：“并且我花很多的时间去寻找神的旨意。”
And also, I spend a lot of time understanding God's will.
这位企业家的名字，我们中文就翻作克亨利，叫做 Henry Parsons Caldwell.
And this founder of the Quaker Company is Henry.
几乎他的产品在美国所有的超级市场你都可以看得到。
And his products you can find in any United States supermarket.
今天他的产品在全世界也都看得到。
And now his products are all over the world.
今天我们谈他不是因为他生意做得很成功。
So today we mention about him not because he is a great businessman.
但是呢，是因为他做生意成功的时候，他没有忘记。 神所委托他的一个管家的角色。
But it's because after he became successful in his business, he was still a good steward of God's wealth.
他忠心而且又有智慧，把神所赐给他的财富管理的妥当。
He was faithful and also with wisdom, so he was a great steward.
以至于不管他生前，不管他身后，他的财务。 都能够用在神的事工上面。
So when he was living or after his death, his wealth is still being used in God's hands.
他的榜样实在值得我们能够学习的。
So he should serve as a great example for us.
他这位忠心的管家，他在地上的时候，他有一句很好的名言。
And this faithful steward, when he was living, he has this great saying.
他说：“倘若我活着的时候的生命，
he says, when I was living for my life,
我为 做任何的一方面的事情都要能够讨主的喜悦。
In all the things I do, I want to please God.
那就是我在地上最快乐的一件事情。
And then whatever things that is, it becomes the most joyous thing I do.
当我在看到这个人的自传的时候，
When I read his autobiography,
我发现他这个人能够以主为他生命的中心。
I can see how he, this person, relied God as his center of his life.
为什么他能够以主为中心呢？
And how can he be that way?
他来自于他父母的影响。
Because he was heavily influenced by his
parents. 过去我们读箴言的时候也读到父母。
When we were reading Proverbs last week, it talked about the relationship of the parents.
他的父亲，我们中文翻作克路德， 就是Henry Luther Crowell。
His father was Henry Luther Crowell.
他是一个长老会的一个基督徒。
He was a Christian in the elderly church.
他做生意也非常的成功。
He was also a great businessman.
他是一个皮鞋的制造商。
He is a shoemaker.
他有一天在数主的恩典的时候，
One day when he was counting his blessing from God,
他想到说今天我拥有这么多的财富，
And he realized that today he gathered so much wealth,
已经超过我生活上所需要的。
His wealth is already more than what he needs for his life.
因此我必须要把神给我的财务呢， 我要好好的来管理这些财务。
So he decided that he wanted to be a great steward of the Lord.
因为他想到说人有过多的财务 的话,
because he realized that once he gets more wealth, he may become too proud.
也容易腐化,
and to be corrupted.
最后更离开神。
And lastly, that person may even leave the Lord.
所以他说讲到说我们要天天以神为, 的, 赐给我们的为中心。
So he realized that we should count our blessings of the Lord as our center of life.
他也不要他的儿女因着财物而离开神。
And he also doesn't want his children because of wealth to depart and leave God.
所以他想到这一点的时候，他说他要好好的在神面前来为这件事祷告。
So when he thought about this, he said that let me pray earnestly.
求神赐给他智慧。
And ask God to give him wisdom.
学习要如何在财务上来做主啊，好的管家。
To learn how to manage wealth as a good steward.
那这一位克路德他35岁那一年。
And this Henry Corral, when he was 35.
他被证实患有肺病。
He had a lung disease.
当时的肺病不是像今天都可以医治的。
And at that time, when you had a lung disease, it's not like today.
当时的肺病是不治之症。
At that time, when you had a lung disease, that's a terminal illness.
那看到他知道这种情形的时候呢，他觉得他在世上的时间不多。
So when he found out that he had the disease, he knew that his time was close.
所以他就去请教他的牧师。
So he went to his pastor.
他知道这些金钱到最后会造成腐化。
He knows that his money will just be rotten on earth.
也会造成金钱的奴隶。
And then whoever got this money will become slave of this
money. 所以这位牧师跟他讲说，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
So this pastor told him that as a servant you cannot serve two masters.
不是恶这个就是爱那个。
If you don't love, you have to love this and hate the other.
不是重这个就是轻那个。
You have to choose one over the other.
所以他跟这位克路德讲，他说你只有一个在中间只有一个选择而已。
So this pastor told Henry and says you only have to make one choice.
所以他看到有些人赚了钱离开神。
Because he has seen a lot of people once they gain wealth, they depart from God.
所以钱财就成了迫害他下一辈儿女的这些生命。
So this wealth in fact will affect his children's life at the end.
所以我们看到主赐给他这一家有非常丰裕的钱财。
So we see that God gave him all this wealth.
他也一直在忠心在神的面前做神的好的管家。
And he was a faithful servant.
他也坚持用十一的奉献。
And diligently he would give tenth to the church.
所以他就决定在有生之年他要把在孩子的面前树立了两个榜样。
So that's why before he died, he wanted to set an example before he
died. 第一个，他就讲到以耶稣为中心的生命的一个见证。
First, he wanted to be a testimony of Christ being the center of his life.
让小孩在信仰的路上有迹可循。
So that the children now has a path to follow.
也让这些小孩还没有到成年的时候他们就知道要成为神的好的管家。
So that when his son is young, he can learn that he can also be a steward in God's house.
他就说到，在我多余的钱，他就要把它全数捐给教会的事工的上面。
So that his father said, all the money that is left over from our daily living will be given to the church.
所以他在40岁那一年，这个克路德的病情就开始转坏。
So when he was 40 years old, his lung disease got worse.
那时候他的儿子这个克亨利才九岁。
And at that time, the little Henry was only 9 years old.
他就在他父亲的床边，他就读诗篇23篇给他听。
So little Henry was reading Psalms chapter 23 to his father.
那诗篇23篇我们大家都很熟，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Psalm 23, we should all know this chapter, that how he makes my soul awaken.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
So in his name, he leads me to walk on the path of righteousness.
我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不遭害。
Even though I walk by the shadow of the valley of death, I will not be
shaken. 因为你与我同在。
Because you are the one who walks with me.
当他念完的时候，他父亲就已经到天家去了。
After he finished reading these words, his father was gone.
我们看到他父母亲是一个虔诚的生活在神的面前。
We see that the parents were great examples to this son.
他从小就影响到这些儿子。
And when the son was very young, he was deeply influenced by his father.
所以在这个克亨利12岁那一年，他听到布道家叫做 Charles Fanning, 也是很有名的一个布道家。
So when little Henry was 12 years old, he met Charles Fanning, who was a great pastor.
他就决定信主了。
And Henry decided to believe in the Lord that day.
后来他最喜欢读的一本书就是天路历程。
And then later on, his favorite book was one of these pastors'
books. 这一本书是很有名的。
And this is a famous book.
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果你有时间的话, 可以看看这一本书。
So brothers and sisters, if you're interested, you could ask about this book.
那我们看到他的父亲是因为肺病死掉的。
And his father died of lung disease.
那肺病是有遗传的。
This lung disease is passed on.
所以克亨利的这两个，这他的两个哥哥，也是有这个肺病的遗传。
Little Henry, his two older brothers also had lung disease.
并且比他父亲还早过世。
Also, these two older brothers died younger than their father.
所以克亨利在十七岁的时候才开始并发肺病。
When Little Henry was 17, his lung disease came up.
那他并发肺病的时候，他那时候本来要申请耶鲁大学。
When we find out that he has lung disease, he was in the process of applying into Yale.
那是当医生警告他的时候，叫他必定要休学。
But then the doctor warned him and says that you must not attend school anymore.
所以他就七年的时间休学，在家休养。
So he spent 7 years of his life just resting at home.
所以到1878年的时候，他身体开始恢复回来。
When 1878, when his body was recovering.
他24岁开始做生意。
He was 24. He started his business.
当然，做生意不是开始就一帆风顺。
Of course, he didn't just start off with everything.
他也经过失败，也经过受骗。
He had to go through a lot of failure before he was successful.
当他在26岁的时候，他跟神祷告。
When he was 26, he prayed to the Lord.
他说：“主啊，我将我的生命放在你的手中。”
He said, "Lord, I give my life to you."
求你教导我怎么样去做生意。
I ask that you will show me how I should do my business.
他说：“主啊，让我能够为你做大事。”
He said, "Lord, let me do great things for you."
他说：“我将要所赚的65% 都要归给你。”
And he said that whatever I make, 65% will go to you.
那终于在11年以后，
Then after 11 years,
他开始成立这家公司，桂格麦燕麦片的公司。
He found the company of Quaker Oats.
他把他所得的60到70% 来帮助神国的事工的发展。
And in fact, he gave 65% of his gain.
他也成立了布道团。
And he also formed a preaching group.
他当时也支持这个 Moody 的这个布道团。
He also supported Pastor Moody.
他40年以后， 他这个经商的这些生涯， 他年年都奉献70%。
And then afterward, he started giving more, 70%.
到他晚年的时候呢，
And in his last days,
他的公司已经处在所有这个经营的一个巅峰的状态。
His company is now at the pinnacle of wealth.
他把他的公司开始交给别人。
And he started giving his the ownership of his company.
那这家公司呢， 成为全世界有名的一家公司。
This company is now famous worldwide.
而不是企业化的公司。
Not just corporations.
因为他这个公司是为神的荣耀而设立的。
Because this company was founded to glorify God.
到这个克亨利72岁的时候，
So Little Henry, when he was 72 years old,
他开始成立一个信托基金。
He put together a trust, a living trust.
今天的基金好像比较普遍， 但是当时并没有信托基金。
Today, a living trust is common, but at that time it was not.
所以他把这个基金起名叫做 Caldwell Trust.
This living trust that he founded is Caldwell Trust.
他也将这个基金指定任何的每一分钱都必须用在神国的福音事工上面。
And the only requirement he has on this living trust is that every cent of it must be spent on God's house.
他也担心很多这个基金 成立了以后，最后就会变质了。
He was worried that this living trust will be corrupted later on.
所以这位克亨利他不想到他死过，在死了以后，他的财务就开始有变化。
And Little Henry wanted to make sure that his wealth would not be used differently.
他首先设立这个基金有两个原则。
So he has two guidelines for his living trust.
他必须受资助的这个单位 是传扬主福音的机构。
First, it can only support organizations that preaches God's gospel.
它可以按照律师所指定的去做。
And it could be used by these lawyers.
这位克亨利实在是， 我看他的自传实在是很聪明。
And in fact, when I was reading his autobiography, Little Henry was a smart person.
他不止指定律师，
Not only he has appointed lawyers,
他还指定五个管理员
he also appointed
管理委员
five council members.
这五个管理委员互相之间都不认识的
And these five council members, they didn't know each other.
但是到每一年年终的时候
But each year during mid-year,
这五个不认识的管理委员他们提出要资助的福音机构
These five council members, they would nominate organizations they want to support
给这位律师
to this lawyer.
来由律师来决定哪一个机构是最需要资助的，就是多数的。
This lawyer would decide out of these organizations which is the ones that deserve the most support.
所以他这个机构到现在，至今，如今还是这样的运作。
And still until today, this company still works exactly.
到1943年的时候，10月23号，这一位88岁的克亨利，他到芝加哥城外的一个教堂去讲道。
In 1943 October, Henry went out to a church around Chicago to preach.
当他讲完道了以后，他要回到火车站去坐火车回去。
After he gave his sermon, he was going to take train back to his house.
他在车站还跟这个火车站的人员打招呼。
And when he was taking on this train, he was still waving to the people working there.
他还问那个人说：“你一生最重要的事情是什么？”
And he asked this person, "What is the most important thing in your life?"
然后他就上了火车。
And then he got onto this train.
他的帽子放在他的膝盖上面。
He put his hand down on his knee.
把他的圣经放在他的帽子上面。
And then he put his Bible on his head.
他打开来。
He opened up the Bible.
还没有读的时候，他的心脏已经停止跳动。
Before he can read the Bible one more time, his heart stopped.
但是火车还继续的在往前奔跑。
When the train was still going,
这赫亨利的人生已经到了终点。
And this little Henry, that's the end of his life.
他一共活了88岁。
He lived 88 years.
在1943年的时候归回天家。
And he died at 1943.
我刚刚讲的他的一生的这个自传。
I was telling you his life story.
他生前赚了这么庞大的这个财富。
All this wealth that he has gathered.
但是他是一个忠心有智慧的来管理神的财。
He was a faithful and wise steward.
来继续来为神所使用的。
The money that is still being used in God's purpose.
他创立了这个贵格燕麦片公司。
He formed Quaker Oats.
他到现在虽然不是属于他们家族的名下。
Today, even though it's not owned by his family anymore,
他已经成立了信托的基金。
Yet he already created this living trust.
到今天，这个基金仍然为神的国、为神的事工来使用。
Until today, this living trust is still working for God.
所以用财物来奉献，来荣耀神。
So using wealth to offer and to glorify God.
他说到每一个祷告、每一个决定都是经过祷告。
Talked about how all his choices are made through prayers.
并且用时间花时间去认识神的旨意。
And through spending time knowing God's will.
所以忠心处理神的财务的好处。
So the benefits of being a wise person in God's wealth.
第一个就是使我们能够与基督有更亲密的交通。
Is that now we have a closer relationship with God.
第二个使我们的人格被神来建造。
Secondly, how our personality and character can be built up.
第三个，能够使我们的财务能够井然有序。
And thirdly, how our wealth now has a purpose.
第五点，我们要一起来交通的是施舍自任的人得增添自任。
And fifthly, is he who gives is more blessed than he who receives.
我们一起来念。
Together.
有
there's one who scatters, yet increases more, and there's one who withholds more than is right, but he needs to profit. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak.And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
使徒行传二十章说到施比受更为有福。
Acts chapter 20 talked about it is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们第一要感谢神给我们的顾念和供应。
We have to thank the Lord for his remembering of us.
第二点我们不要忘记神的恩惠。
Then don't forget about God's grace.
因为那赐给撒种的 赐粮给人吃的必多多加给你们。
Because he who gives out will receive back more.
种地的种子我们也必加添。
The one who plant the seeds will be multiplied.
所以讲到说叫你们凡事知足。
So that we have to be content in all things.
可以多多施舍。
And to give generously.
在诗篇的当中诗人曾经说到他施舍钱财周济贫穷他的仁义存到永远。
So when the psalmist says that he who gives to the poor, it will be remembered until the end.
他的脚必被位卑高举大有荣耀。
And his foot will be exalted and will be glorified.
最后我们要来讲第六项。
And lastly,
这一项也是我们今天信息的一个总结。
That would conclude our message today.
说到做神忠心有见识的管家。
To be a faithful and wise servant.
我们知道忠心的原则是什么？
So what is the purpose? What is the meaning of being faithful?
忠心的原则是我们不要浪费财物。
To be faithful means not to be wasteful.
假如我们浪费财物，就不是好神好的管家。
If we are wasteful, then we are not good stewards.
神要我们在小事上就要忠心。
God wants us to be faithful in small things.
甚至要在别人的财物上也要忠心。
And be faithful in other people's wealth as well.
主说在小事上忠心，在大事上也能忠心。
Lord said that he who can be faithful in small things.We'll also be faithful in big things.
主要我们聪明理财。
God wants us to be wise in our wealth.
虽然主给我们的钱财，我们可以自行的运作。
Even though the wealth that we have, we could use it however we want.
但是我们必须要成为神忠心的管家。
However, we need to be a faithful servant.
因为我们所有的都是从神来的。
Because what we have come from the Lord.
我们要学习不浪费财物。
So let us learn not to be wasteful.
否则神就不会让我们当管家。
Otherwise, we cannot be a servant.
在路加福音十六章曾经说到。
In Luke chapter 16, it says.
他说到那不义的管家，主就不将钱财交给他。
Talked about the unfaithful servants will not be accounted for more work.
我们看到美国有很多中产阶级的人。
We see a lot of middle income families.
我们看这些中产阶级的人，他们每一个礼拜就是靠那一张支票过活。
And all these middle class families, they live paycheck by paycheck.
他假如这个礼拜五他没有收到那一张支票，他就没有办法过活。
If this family couldn't receive the paycheck on Friday, then they can't move. They can't go on to the next week.
记得十年前我公司请了一个墨西哥人的雇员。
Remember that about 10 years ago, we hired a Mexican worker.
因为我公司都是每一个月发一次的薪水。
Because my company, we pay paychecks once every month.
他跟我讲，他说不行。
And he said that no, you can't do that.
他说我假如每一个礼拜五不收到钱，我就没有东西吃。
He said if I don't get my paycheck every Friday, then I will run out of food.
我们就看到这些人实在是很贫穷。
Then I see that how poor is this person.
然后神是要叫我们有智慧来处理我们的财务。
God wants us to be wise managing our own wealth.
因为我们的人格在财务上我们可以显出来。
Because our character is shown through how we manage our wealth.
但是我们必须把我们的优先顺序能够弄清楚。
But we need to first set our priority straight.
我们的优先顺序是什么呢？
What is our priority?
第一个是神。
First, God.
第二个是我们的家庭。
Then our family.
第三个是教会
and then the church,
第四个是工作
and then work.
说不定也有人把第一个是神第二个是教会第三个家庭第四个工作
Maybe you could put God, church, family, then work.
但是不管怎么样神是绝对摆第一位的
But I tell you, however you want to arrange it, God
因为你把这些顺序弄对的话你才会蒙神的祝福
Have the right priority, then you will be blessed.
最后我们要提到的是十一奉献
And then lastly, we want to talk about the tenth offering.
旧约讲到十一奉献
the Old Testament talk about the tenth.
新约是没有说到十一奉献
In the New Testament, it never mentioned it.
但是新约的讲到的奉献是高过十一奉献
I tell you that what the New Testament is asking for is more than just the tenth.
我们理财有一个在神的里面有一个原则
When we manage our wealth, there should be one principle.
就是我们每一个月我们收到的钱
Is that every month what we get in
我们不能说先去付房屋贷款
We can't just be, say, paying a payment.
我们去付汽车贷款。
I can afford my car payment.
能付其他的钱,
I can pay everything else.
最后才给神。
And then lastly, whatever leftover you give to God.
如果是这样的话, 就像圣经上所说的,
if that's how you do it, then that's what the Bible says.
是我们在奉献上不忠心。
The Bible says that then you are not a faithful offerer.
在奉献上我们不忠心的时候, 我们会产生什么样的结果呢?
If you're not faithful in your offering, then what comes next?
我们会产生我们心理上, 我们也会产生其他的问题出来。
And in our life, other problems will now arise.
所以我们在奉献上, 我们必须要忠心。
So that's why in our offering, we have to be faithful. And you have to be consistent.
所谓的一致就是说, 不是我们今天想给就给。
To be consistent means that you don't feel like you give one day and not the other day.
我们心情不好, 我们就不给。
When I feel like it, I give.
讲到奉献在旧约最后一卷书,
When you talk about offering, the last book in the Old Testament,
在马拉基书上面, 特别神讲到财务的忠告,
In the book of Malachi, they talk about the warning of how we use our wealth.
还有神的应许,
and the promise of God.
所谓的忠告就讲到神说, 人岂可夺取神的财物呢?
In the warning, it says, how can we take away God's wealth?
在当纳的十分之一夺取神的供物,
and how can we steal from the tenth that we have to give to God?
神的应许是什么?
What is God's promise?
神说你要将所纳的十分之一全然送入仓库,
God says that you have to give tenth of what you have
into the barns of his house,
so that his house will be with food.
他说以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户,
so that's how I open up the heavenly barns to you.
行服于你们甚至无处可容,
if not, then you will not have a place to live.
今天我们都要做一个成功的人,
today we all want to be successful.
我们要做成功的人,
to be a successful man.
我们不是在我们的事业上成功,
not only to be successful,
无论我们在事业上多成功,
doesn't matter how successful you are at work,
无论我们在生活上多成功,
doesn't matter how successful you are in life,
无论我们在钱财上, 钱财上面多成功,
doesn't matter how wealthy you are,
假如我们里面没有基督的话,
if inside of you there's no Christ,
我们这些成功都没有什么意义,
then I tell you that all this success is wasted.
愿我们每一个人都做神 家中心的管家,
Let us all be faithful servants.
也愿主祝福早晨的话语,
and may the Lord bless his words.
我们再唱诗歌 332首,
Let us sing song 332.